And so, with the cup held high, may the leave Croke Park, All-Ireland football champions for 1949.
Oh, beautiful me, you got all that I need.
Dempsey hits Darren Fay. Anthony Finnerty comes in and gives him a touch of the elbow. Colm Coyle hitting Finnerty. This is Colm's first punt. Finnerty, delayed reaction, looks around, sees Martin O'Connell coming in and thinks that the best action is to go down.
What a set of matches we've had. Four terrific and memorable games. Final score, Meath 2-10, Dublin 15.
So Joe McDonagh, GAA president, presents Sam Maguire to Graham Geraghty and Meath are the football champions.
Hello, listeners. You're very welcome to another edition of the We Are Meath podcast. And it's Mickey Brennan and Davey Whisperman here with you as always. And really lost myself there for a moment, Davey. It's where I never practiced doing that intro before. But Davey, things are starting to wind down a little bit, especially after on the football front anyway, for Meath men's football teams in Leinster action after Kenny's loss on the weekend. But Fianna still going strong on the ladies' front between Camogue and her Camogues and footballers, and they're still going to be flying the flag in Meath for the next number of weeks anyway.
They are indeed. They've just gone and done a double hurling and Camogie double in county, and Leinster now absolutely astonishing what they've achieved, and incredible. But between themselves and Kildare, it feels like every second week they're just interchanging, you know, between winning cups and trophies. It's magnificent, the achievement that's kind of going on there. And they're playing with the handbrake off for the minute. Like what I love about it, Mickey, is that, you know, they're going out tonight and they're celebrating like they should. And they're not worrying about next week until next week rolls around. Do you know what I mean? Whereas you're kind of living in the moment. I actually seen a great interview that Colm Corrigan did with one of the Loud lads. And, you know, he was saying that they've drank as much as they've probably ever drank in the last 6 weeks, but yet they're winning games. It just shows, you know, and even Paul Mannion, I think, had a few bottles at the All-Stars on Friday night and he went out and kicked 6 or 7 points today for Kilmacud against St Mary's RD. So it just shows, I'm not trying to promote partying and drinking, but it just shows that you have to enjoy these good times when they come, Mickey.
Oh, it's the Cortain way, so it is. It's the Cortain way. Go out and enjoy yourself. So you are kind of promoting it in a certain way. But we'll go straight to the Rakenny game. We will be doing a full review of Rakenny's exit from the Leinster Intermediate Championship at semi-final stage in Park Tolchin on the weekend. But Davey, gut-wrenching, heartbreaking defeat for Rakenny. It finished 111-208 at the end of full time, 114-211 at the end of extra time, and it went to penalties. And Econell from Dublin got the better of Rakenny from Meath on a scoreline of 3-2. Just so disappointing for this bunch of lads who gave it their all.
Yeah, I think they'll carry a certain amount of regret coming out of this game, Mickey, because I do feel that Rakenny were the better side overall, but for whatever reason, just fell asleep midway through the second half, having led by 7 points at that stage. Owen Heavey goaled after 43 minutes and put them 7 points to the good. And I genuinely couldn't see any sort of recovery from Scully Connell. But to be fair to them, they managed to kick 2 goals in quick succession. And it was Rakenny who were clinging on towards the end, and it was Keith Curtis who got the equalised score to force it to extra time. Scully Connell actually reversed the fortunes at the end of extra time and got the last score to send it to penalties. And look, we know when it goes to penalties, Mickey, it is a complete lottery, and it's no way to lose a game like that. It's a great way to win it, obviously, at the same time, but I think Rakenny will be gutted after this one, and tough for them to stomach after such a terrific year.
Yeah, brilliant year from Rakenny, for sure. And to go out in the manner that they did, they were kind of, I suppose, at the end of normal time, they were kind of clinging on. But then when they got it to extra time, they really did, you know, kick on again. But as you said, it was Econell who had to come back at them. And I suppose drawn level at the end of full time and kind of gave them a new lease of life going into the extra periods at the end of the game.
Yeah, and it was, look, the extra periods, there wasn't too much. There was three scores apiece, basically, you know, across the 20 minutes, and the wind played a big factor. Like, Rakeni scored their only 3 points in the first half of extra time with the wind behind them, and they didn't actually score in the second half of extra time. Scully Conley outscored them 2-0, including that late score from Emmett Rogan from a free. But yeah, look, very, very tough for them to take. Rakeni, I think they've had an unbelievable year, and I just feel like this was an opportunity. They were 1-4 shots to win the match. They were still odds on to win the Leinster Championship, and maybe, just maybe, this is a chance kind of begging a little bit, like last year with Dunshaughlin in many ways, down when they lost the final down to the Wexford lads. Possibly there'll be a hint of regret there, but at the same time, I don't think the break will do them or some of the county players any harm at all. I think people were starting to worry about Donal Keoghan and his season being extended any longer, because he probably would need a break early in the season, and he still might need that. But let's hope that the lads get a few weeks rest and recuperation. They'll be raring to go for the start of the league then in February.
Yeah, we do a full review of that Leinster semi-final exit over on our Patreon service. It's the Loyal Royals podcast, patreon.com/WeAreMead, where Davey did catch up with Brian Mead after that game in Park Tolchin, and we have the full interview there with that review as well, and we'll go into some depth on that podcast. But moving on, Davey, Nafina, as we mentioned earlier on, absolutely incredible. They beat O'Moores of Laois in Carlow on a scoreline of 111-109 to do that Leinster double between LGFA and Camogie. Like, just an incredible, incredible feat to win both intermediate titles. Or is that the junior? Is that the Leinster junior Camogie title? Or is it? It doesn't matter anyway. They went down and won. They've got, with their intermediate teams, the intermediate Camogie and intermediate football, they've now done the double and are going to be in All-Ireland semi-finals. Incredible stuff from the Fiend.
Yeah, and thoroughly deserved too, Mickey. I know the scoreline probably suggests that it was a close run thing, and I suppose, look, in the finish it was, because O'Moores came really strong at them towards the end of it. But Nafina controlled the game for the most part, and I think they led by 1-8 to 4 points at one stage. The goal through Moira Kirby was a thing of beauty, and player of the match, Aoife Carey, I think she was brilliant. She hit 4 or 5 outstanding points on the day, and that really gave Rakeni that sort of buffer. They were hanging on a little bit towards the end when O'Moores got the goal. It did sort of single a changing of the tide, but Nafina were worthy winners, and thoroughly deserved their latest victory and completing the double in Leinster, which is Leinster and Meath, which is outstanding.
Are Nafina maybe pushing Kildare now for the club of the year?
Yeah, well, look at it in ladies' terms, yes, they've absolutely nailed that one. I think in men's terms, Kildare have the men's ones wrapped up, but it's just remarkable what the two clubs are achieving at the moment. And just a word for just come into my head, obviously, Nicky Potterton, who passed away over the weekend, and young Nicky, who's obviously playing for Kildare. Nicky's girlfriend, Aideen Slattery, is a key player for both Nafina teams. She's captain of the footballers, and she's obviously a cornerstone in the Camogie team as well, having played with the Meath Camogue. So a difficult weekend, I'm sure, for her personally, but great to see her coming out victorious again and keeping the whole thing running. And I suppose that it'll be an emotional week for Kildare, Mickey, looking ahead to next weekend, but probably just maybe the motivation that they need going into play a Kilkenny team.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of which, it's a seamless link, Davey, I suppose. Kildare will be taking on Thomastown of Kilkenny in Park Tolchin next Saturday at 1:30. And that will be an emotional day for all involved in Kildare.
Of course it will, yeah. They've had a few of those, unfortunately, this year. With the success, you obviously get these things. And so sad. I know Nicky was there actually at the game against the Offaly team just last week, you know, to see his son Nicky playing and starring as he tends to do, having missed the county final. So That'll be a real tough one for everybody, including Nicky Jr. to kind of to take. But they'll be looking to go out and give a really strong account of themselves next weekend. Home advantage in Navan is going to be significant. We've seen what Trim did last year when they came up against the Kilkenny team. So no reason why this Kildare team can't do likewise and be galvanised by, I suppose, the sad events that have taken place over the last few days.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control auto mower from your phone. Automower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised automower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
Davey, the Brady Škoda regional championship semi-finals took place on Wednesday last, and myself and yourself were in Dungannon to see both of these games, and we were treated to two really good spectacles for different reasons, it has to be said too. You know, one was a cagey affair and one was an all-out war. It was just the most open game of football. My Fenra getting the better of Bruna Boney in the game that you covered, 10 points to 8. And the game that I covered, Boyne Valley, 117, Loch Crew, 110. Sets up a Mount Waterland final between My Fenra and Boyne Valley. Boyne Valley trying to retain their trophy and retain their crown as the regional champions. But My Fenra and Tommy Handley will have something to say about that. And John McCarthy will have his work cut out for him against this My Fenra side.
Yeah, of course he will, because he'll have to crack their incredibly stern and mean defensive unit that My Fenra possess. But on the flip side of that, Boyne Valley have the most potent and dangerous attack in the game at the moment, you know. So it will be a real clash of styles to see who can kind of get the better in those instances. And I know there's been a bit of to and fro on the date and everything like that, but I think we are fairly finalised as it being next Sunday afternoon, which is great. And it's one to look forward to. And I think incidentally, the Green Stars game, for those who are interested, will take place the following Monday night. So if people are listening to this on Monday morning, it's basically 2 weeks from now, essentially, likely in Dungannon as well. And that will be a combination of the best players on the regional championship this year playing a Meath team. But before all of that, obviously the big one is next Sunday, Boyne Valley and My Fenra, and it should be a great final. Boyne Valley going for 2 out of 2 in as many years.
Yeah, and we will do a preview of that final. Myself and yourself have been to nearly all the games. You've been to there every week. I missed 1 week due to a death in the family and whatever, but we did cover the games that weekend, so we will get to this final. And we will do a preview of it. We've seen both of these teams in depth. I think you've seen more of Bruna Boney than I have, and I've seen more of Boyne Valley than you have. So, My Fenra. You've seen more of My Fenra, and I've seen more of Boyne Valley. So I'll fight Boyne Valley's corner. You can fight My Fenra's corner, and we'll see who'll come out on top. But should be a cracking final, and two really, really enthusiastic managers as well. A word, I suppose, for Bruna Boney and Niall Ronan, and a word for Loch Crew and Davy Nelson, because both of these teams played their part in what has been, once again, I have to say it, I think it's been a great success, the regional championship this year. The buy-in has been spoken about, but you asked John McCarthy, I asked him last Wednesday night, and he spoke about the buy-in, and he said, like, you know, that all the players that have committed to it have really committed to it. So again, a word for Davy Nelson and Niall Ronan, who had put together really good squads, had done an awful lot of work with them and just came up short.
Yeah, like, and I know they're absolutely idolized Davy over there, you know, and they think he's a bit of an honorary North Mead man now, and that's great to see, like, you know, him going back in there. He's a terrific bond with those players, and the job that Niall Ronan has done with Bruna Bonia, I think, is good news for St. Columb Kills, because he's going in with them very soon now. So I think the early signs in what Niall Ronan's prospects are to be as a manager are quite positive. So he'll look to take that sort of momentum in with St. Columb Kills next year. But both of those managers have done exceptional jobs, as have Alex Sunda. So we really look forward to it. And that sort of passion is really nice to see. And I think ultimately players respond to it, Mickey. You know, if a manager is enthusiastic and he's up for a challenge and he's, you know, he's gung-ho about it, I think the players will respond. And I think with the four teams that I suppose we were looking at in the semi-finals anyway, we certainly got that.
Will, come here, just a quick question on my Fenner. Will they be allowed to bring the hurley sticks? Because it's not as football and stronghold as Tommy Hanley pointed out the very first week of this championship. I think there was a bit of smoke and daggers
Best thing my Fenner did this year was bring in Tommy Hanley, because he's a man that wouldn't have much time for hurling, so he was probably what the lads needed. But listen, they've just gelled seamlessly, and it's been fantastic, and they look at it as a bit of tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time they do try and use that as motivation also, and why wouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that final in Dungannon next Sunday, it's Boyne Valley against Moyfenra, and it's going to take place at 1:30.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near-silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. Smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control Automower from your phone. Automower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised Automower dealer, on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the Automower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
Moving on, Davy, I suppose it's now time to, give our Kiko Sports We Are Mead All-Stars night in the Blackwater Inn this Saturday night coming, the 25th of November, kicking off around 8:30 in the Blackwater Inn. Our thanks to Patricia and to George over there for their continued support. But we're looking forward to a massive night, Davy, and I suppose we should probably just give a mention to all the nominations that will be looking to pick up one of those coveted 1-15 jerseys on Saturday evening.
Yeah, we won't go through them. Or do you want to go through all 60 of them?
we will.
Okay. We'll run through all 60 nominees.
Have you got them there in front of you as well?
I'll start off
anyway with the goalkeeper. So the four nominations for the goalkeeper's jersey are Johnny Lynch from Winalty, Sean Muddyman from Summerhill, Dominic York from Meath Hill, and Darren Bower from Slane. Dominic York, who played full forward in the regional championship, not wearing the goalkeeper's gloves at all.
At cornerback, then, number two jersey, the first set of nominees for this position is Ben Wire from Ratolt, Ronan Lynch of Minalty, Connor Shepherd from Wolf Tones, and Adam Lynch from St. Columb Kills.
In the fullback jersey, the four nominations are Mark Dempsey from Kilbride, Jack McGowan from Trim, Mark Byrne from Rakenny, and Ronan Ryan from Summerhill.
Complete the full back line then. Number four jersey is Sean O'Hare from Rakenny, Evan Murray of Slane, Johnny Lavelle from Summerhill, and Evan Quinn of Dunham Rashburn.
Moving on to our half back line nominations. In the first jersey, the nominations for that: Andy McWeeney from Kilbride, Killian Price from Castletown, Thomas McGovern from Dunham Rashburn, and Adam McDonald from Summerhill.
Yeah, the centre half back jersey, the nominees are Ross Ryan from Summerhill, Josh Carlin from Simonstown Gales, Dan O'Neill from Wolf Tones, and Donal Keoghan from Rakenny.
And the nominations for the number seven jersey are Philly Gary from Clonmacgale, Podge Geraghty from Summerhill, Keenan Byrne from Duleek Bellyston, and Brendan McKeown from Baliva.
Next in, it's Adam Flanagan from Summerhill, Dara Griffin from Clonmacgale, Carl Hickey from Sedgetown, and Adam O'Neill from Wolf Tones for the number eight jersey.
And then in the number nine jersey, that will be joining the number eight jersey in that midfield sector, Gary Breslin is our first nomination from Meath Hill, Alan Bowden from Duleek Bellyston, Owen Bridie from Ballinlock, and Conor Harford from St. Vincent's.
Into the forwards now, number 10 jersey. First up, it's Ryan Stafford from Kilmainham Wood, Leo Riley from Dunham Rashburn, Cormac Sheehy of Meath Hill, and Rory Kinsella from Dunchocolate.
And for the centre half forward jersey, the nominations are Max McKenna from Rakenny, Alan Harding from Slane, Owen Frain from Summerhill, and Killian O'Sullivan from Rinaldi.
Completing the half forward line at 12 jersey, it's Conor McWeeney from Kilbride, Aidan Mallon from Navan O'Mahony's, Matthew Tully from Slane, and Danny Quinn of Ballinabraki.
Our four nominations for the number 13 jersey, starting off the full forward line, will be Matthew Costello from Dunshockland, Donal Landy from St. Pat's, Podge McGowan from Slane, and Donal Lenehan from Dunboyne.
For the full forward jersey, it's Brian McMahon of Ratolt, Keith Curtis from Rakenny, Aina Mooney of Slane, and Brian O'Connell from Walterstown.
And completing the lineup, the four nominations for the number 15 jersey are Barry Dardis from Summerhill, Dara Rowe from Sidon, Josh Harford from Kilbride, and Carl Finnegan from Centreson. Davey, looking through that, like, wow, look at the players that are nominated. Like, I mean, all of them had fabulous years for their respective clubs, be it, you know, part of relegation, be it part of, you know, a team that was going on to look for honours in a championship final, or a player that just stood out for his team throughout the whole championship this year. All these guys are fully deserving of their nominations.
Yes, all 60 of them, absolutely brilliant for their respective clubs, from senior right down to junior B. So there's a lovely, lovely mix there, and I'm sure the team will represent that as well on the night. All players that are going to be there are going to get a few beverages on the house as well, courtesy of thanks to George and Patricia Plunkett of the Blackwater Inn. And of course, Mickey, it's a completely free night as well, isn't it? For everybody that wants to attend, just go on to our Eventbrite link on any of our social media platforms, or you can go on to Google and search We Are Mead Eventbrite and just literally sign up and reserve a ticket or two, or however many tickets you want. Free night. We would ask, though, for any proceeds on the night, or donations on the night, I should say. They go directly to our charity partner, who is Dad's Cycle from Kells. They'll be there on the night, and as we said, 100% of the proceeds raised will go to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will have a few guest speakers on the night. We will have some guest cups there on the night as well. We're hoping to have all three or all four championship trophies there. We're hoping to have the Tailteann Cup there as well. Colm O'Rourke, John Kavanagh will hopefully be in attendance as well. And we'll have our sponsors as well there on the night. So do come over. Beautiful jersey on up for grabs for each of these positions. And it's last year was a massive success. It was a brilliant, brilliant night. Brilliant way to meet loads of people from around the county as well. And we're looking forward to that already. So do get in early as possible as well if you want to get a seat, and have the crack with us before it all starts, because yourself and yourself will be nervous wrecks before we get up to the microphone. So we're hoping it will be a massive, massive success once again.
Have you barely the patience to listen to a 30-second ad? Well then, at Husqvarna, we can't imagine how you put up with having to manually mow your lawn. Instead, kick back and silently say goodbye to hours wasted manually mowing your lawn, replacing it with the near silent cutting of a Husqvarna auto mower. smart home compatible, and if that isn't your cup of tea, control Auto Mower from your phone. Auto Mower also brings new meaning to green fingers, producing no direct emissions. If we've caught your ear, contact PR Coyne & Sons, your authorised Auto Mower dealer on 046 955 1910 or in store in Clonard County Meath.
Hi, Kevin Coyne here from PR Coyne & Sons. If you need any more information on the Auto Mower, feel free to call into us here in Clonard County Meath.
O'Reilly Oakstown Environmental, manufacturers and installers of domestic and commercial wastewater treatment systems, large capacity precast concrete tanks and retaining walls.
Supplying you since 1972, O'Reilly Oakstown provide a full design, manufacture and installation service on their comprehensive environmental precast concrete range. Please visit their website at www.oreillyoakstown.com.
So, Davey, moving on, it's time to do our lotto segment.
Yeah, first up is my own Cartoon GFC, Mickey, from Friday night, the 17th of November. We had a €16,700 jackpot. The numbers were 9, 17, 24, and 26. We had no winner. Five €20 winners were Seamus Rispin, Dara Smith, Mairead Fitzgerald, Rosie Heary, and Maeve Burke. The latest Trolley Dash finalist was Stephen McKenna, and we're back again on Friday night with €16,800 cortonga.com/lotto to play. Castletown are next in, and their results from the 15th of November, a jackpot of €6,200, of which it wasn't won. 8, 17, 24, and 28 are numbers. €30 lucky dip winners were Angela Young, Martina McHugh, Ollie Casty, Dennis Ward, and Frankie Reid. Navan O'Matney's are next in, and their results from last week, the numbers were 6, 9, 16, and 23. No jackpot winner. The match three winners were Jimmy O'Connor, Mary O'Brien, John Mead, P&S, Mallon, FJ, F&J, McManus, Ruth Russell, and Owen Fallon. The next draw takes place on the 21st of November, and they've got €14,000 of a jackpot. Manalvi from last Monday night, the 13th of November, the numbers were 2, 9, 10 and 18. No winner of that one. €320 winners were Willie Byrne, Sarah O'Neill and Brian Keneally. Next draw takes place on Monday the 20th of November and it's worth €5,500 at manalvigfc.ie or you can play it on the Club Force app. Drumbarra from last week, 14, 17, 19 and 25. 4,100 of a jackpot, not won. €30 winners were Kira Carey, Anne-Marie Brady, Sadie Hart, Eimear Monaghan and Fionn, Tom, Maya and Jack. Dunsany from the 11th of November. The numbers were 2, 9, 19 and 27. They had a winner. Congratulations to Cathal Burke, who's the resident fullback. He won the beautiful €9,700 jackpot. So congratulations to Cathal. They start afresh with a jackpot of €750. You choose four numbers from just 28. The next draw took place on Saturday last. You can play it at tiny.cc/Dunsany Lotto or via Club Force or scan the QR code on one of their posters. You could still play it in Kilmess and Centra or the post off or the clubhouse. So there's a load. There's actually no reason why you can't play the Dunsany Lotto. In truth, Mickey, you're never further than 5 metres away from the Dunsany Lotto. So absolutely brilliant there. Ballinlock fortnightly draws takes place on Monday nights. From last Monday night, their jackpot was €6,100. The letters were D, F, K and V. There was no jackpot winner. The next draw doesn't take place until the 27th of November. From last week, their match three winners and sharing €100 were Eilish Crossan, Declan Flood, Emma Riley, Niall McDee, and Davina O'Larry, I think it is. The next draw takes place in the clubhouse. Susan Farrell needs to do a crash course in handwriting with whoever's doing the Ballinlock poster. They need a real... education. Anyway, Kilmainham from last Monday night, the 13th of November, no winner of their jackpot. 15, 16, 17 and 22, their numbers. Next week's jackpot is worth €9,900. Five lucky dip winners from last week, each receiving €20, were Tara Murphy, Miriam Byrne, Brig Mahan, Margaret Quinlan and Audrey McCabe. Blackhall Gales, 2, 6, 8, and 16, their numbers from the 13th of November. There was no winner there, jackpot. It's still at €10,000, which it's currently capped at. The next draw takes place on the 27th of November in the clubhouse. And the €30 winners from last week were Bridie Fitzpatrick, Hazel Ferris, Marion May, C&T Conlon, and Aidan. Oh, sorry, the seller's prize was Aidan Ferris. And the last one on my list, Mickey, big week of lottos this week. It comes from Menalty, and it was from last Sunday night, the 12th of November, 4,400 of a jackpot. The numbers drawn were 14, 16, 17, and 23. No jackpot winner. One match three winner collected €200 was Paul McCabe. The special online prize of €50 went to Charlie Maloney, and next week's draw takes place tonight, and it's worth €4,600.
In Central Sounds, lotto last week on the 14th was €6,100. It was not won. Numbers drawn were 1, 6, 7, and 14. There was 5 €25 winners, Jenny Geraghty, Louise Coyle, Francis Flynn, Declan Collins, and Lily Coyle. This week's lotto will be a massive €6,200. Kilmainham Woods lotto last week was not won. The lotto's numbers drawn last Monday night, the 13th, were 4, 5, 15, and 25. The five lucky dip winners, each receiving €20, were Jody Kiernan, Paul Cassidy, Carl Bennett, Morris Kearns, and Jennifer Sheridan. This week's lotto is €5,000. All the lottos are quite big this week, so they are in the lead up to Christmas. It's great to see it. Simonstown's lotto last Friday night was €4,300. There was no winner. There was two match three winners. That was Shea Harrington, Brendan, and Brendan Brady. The numbers drawn were 10, 23, 25, and 32. And this week's lotto will be a massive €4,350. So plenty of big jackpots out there, and they run up to Christmas, Davey.
Yeah, very much so. So do support your local clubs over the coming weeks, because with the managerial merry-go-round that we were talking about last week, clubs need to get the funds in. And
For the expenses, Davey.
The expenses, yeah, of course. Yeah. The physios and all that jazz, you know.
To get the cash in for the physio or for the... For the expenses, Stephen. For the expenses, yeah. Just remember, it's all about the expenses.
Do you know what, Mickey? Since we did the podcast last week, I think another two jobs have been vacated, just to bring people up to speed. I think Duleek Bellistown, which we speculated on, is now available with Joe Sheridan leaving the post. It's a very attractive job for somebody out there, I'm sure. And the Drumcondra job is also up for grabs as well. So we thought we had it all sus last week, but we did suggest there would be a bit more activity on it. And lo and behold, a couple of days later, two more jobs are available on the merry-go-round.
Yeah, we'll give an update on that closer to Christmas. So we will. It's something that, you know, a lot of clubs would like to be finding in their stocking on Christmas morning as a management team, because there's that many of them out there looking for them. But we will give an update on that. And then we'll give the final update around the end of January, start of February or something like that. But going by last year, it wasn't even finished by then, so it wasn't. So you never know. There could be teams still looking for managerial teams come February. Davey, we'll move on to our Instagram interactive.
We will indeed, Mickey. And a few people have been in touch, so thanks to those for the contributions. The first one is from Keats Meats, and he said, I thought the regional final was meant to be for Parked Tea. Park Tolton.
For Park Tolton. It wasn't fully decided, you know, what was happening with the final. But if I'm not mistaken, doesn't the regional All-Stars play a Mead selection in Park Tolton the following week?
Yeah, I think the final was meant to be in Park Tolton, and the All-Stars game, as it turns out now, it looks like neither of those games are going to be in Park Tolton. Which is disappointing, but it is what it is, I suppose. There's been quite a bit of fluctuation with the date. I think there's a lot of moving parts. Probably Kildalki's involvement and the fact that Myfen are in the final hasn't helped. The All-Stars or the Green Stars game was meant to be actually next Sunday. Yeah. So the final was originally penciled in for Tuesday, and the All-Stars or Green Stars game, whatever, was meant to be Sunday. But that's obviously been pushed on now. So
As you said, a lot of moving parts there. And I was talking to Colm O'Rourke about it. And, you know, they want to get that game between the All-Stars and the Mead team as soon as possible as well, so that they can get whoever they're taking off that regional team or regional All-Stars team into the county team as soon as possible. So there's a lot of things going on. Because I was saying, you know, why did they not just put it out until Christmas and do a big kind of a charity event? He says, look, it'd be too late to be bringing a player in at that stage. So you can understand there's lots of different things going on in the background.
Makes sense. Dara Tui said Duleek robbed in the under-19. Dara Tui.
I didn't see this. Did you see it?
Nope. I didn't see it at all, to be honest with you. So can't comment.
We'll just have to take his word for it then. So I take it, Davey.
Alan McCormick said Nafina ladies with the double-double.
Ah, incredible stuff. You know, we talked about it earlier on. Like, just what a year for them, like, you know. And it's still not over. It's going to continue on. And can you imagine? Yeah.
Colin McDonald said, well, it's a question mark. He said, is the minor being changed to under 18? I know a lot of counties have changed it.
Yeah, I thought that Meath did it as well. Did they not?
I haven't heard. I don't think. Yeah, it could well have been. I haven't picked up on it now if it has been. I think it's only a matter of time, though, judging by what's happening in other counties.
Yeah, and does that mean that, you know, minor is going to go back to minor at under 18, like county minor?
I'm not sure about county minor, to be honest, but it would make sense if that was to be the case, yeah. Lucky to be working, said, lad, sorry, can't make next weekend. Ross Ryan be number 6 easy athlete. I think you'll be devastated to hear that Lucky can't make the Blackwater in next Saturday.
Who am I going to share a taxi home with?
I'm sure you'll find someone. He might come and pick you up now since he's.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if he's sober enough, he can bring me home.
Yeah. He reckons Ross Ryan's a shoo-in for the 6 jersey. We'll see. Jane Reid said semi final being decided on penalties is a joke.
It is when you lose. You know, all these games are decision on the day, and I actually like it. I don't like losing. I don't like the fact that McKenny lost, but it's decision on the day. And, you know, that's the rule that we all know is there. You know, that kind of way. It's a lottery when it comes to the penalties, though. It really is.
Yeah, Brian Mead, actually, who we have an interview with for the Loyal Royals, had a very similar view to Jane on it. And he was saying it wasn't just sour grapes. That's always been his view on it, that it never should be decided on penalties. But anyway, Kevin O'Neill asked, no semi-finals for under-19D.
How many teams were there in the under-19D?
That could be the reason. I don't know. I think D is where our lads were playing, and I think it's a bit of a crazy thing. I think there's 6 teams in the group, and only the winner goes through, which is a bit silly. Basically, if you lose your first game, you're gone.
You're gone.
You still have to play because it's a round robin, but like, it's crazy stuff, to be honest with you. I don't think. Well, I could be wrong, but I don't think that was the way in the first couple of grades. But it definitely is in the bottom few, which is disappointing and. I think defeats the purpose in a lot of cases.
Yeah, absolutely. When there's 6 in a group, there should have been semi-finals. I agree.
Kieran O'Hare said minor should be back to under 18. We've sort of talked about that already. And the next one in is from Thomas McLeod, and he said the regional finals changed again, and now the day after Kildare are out, hardly fair.
Yeah, again, we've spoken about that. There's a lot of moving parts. They obviously wanted to get it Tuesday, but then they couldn't play Tuesday with Kildare playing on Saturday. So, and they need to get it played. Like, it's just unfortunate.
It is. I'm just trying to think about. I think from memory, I think Brendan McKeown. Well, I suppose Kevin is on the will be in the round of 2 on Saturday. The 2 McKeowns. From Bolivar, they're the 2 that kind of spring to mind straight away. Brendan, look, in particular, will be a really key player for both teams, yeah.
Yeah, and he could be one of the players that they want to see as well, because he's been awesome in the regional championship.
Yeah, very much so.
But yeah, Saoirse Mullaghan won't be too happy with that.
We better not talk about it anymore. I think we've highlighted enough in the last couple of weeks, Mickey.
You, sir, me, sir, no, sir.
That's it. That's it from Insta this week.
Is that it from Insta? Well, look, I suppose again, to all our listeners out there, we hope we see you over in the Blackwater Inn in Kells on Saturday night for our Kiko Sports We Are Meath All-Stars night taking place in the Blackwater Inn. Be over there as early as possible. Get your seat. We're going to kick off between 8 and half 8, and we'll be announcing our Kiko Sports We Are Meath All-Stars team for 2023, from the championship for 2023. It's going to be a fantastic night, as we said. Dad Cycle is the charity partner that we have involved this year, and any donations at all on the night will be greatly received. There'll be buckets going around, and any change that you have, do try and throw it into the bucket, because it's a worthy, worthy cause. Look, that's it from this episode of your We Are Meath podcast. Remember, We Are Meath. Why? And there's more.